The U.S. dollar reached a new low against the euro yesterday, and it continues to lose ground against other currencies. The long decline is good news for U.S. manufacturers who long have complained that the strong dollar was hurting exports. But a falling dollar can also cause problems for the U.S. economy, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Last year was one of the worst years for the dollar in decades. It lost more than 16% of its value against the euro, but it also fell against the currencies of other major trading partners, such as Japan. And since New Year's Day, it's only fallen further, says Laura Rame, senior currency economist at Brown Brothers Harriman.
The dollar is down virtually across the board, and certainly against the G7 currencies like the yen and the sterling, the British pound, it is also down quite a bit.
Rame says the weaker dollar is an outgrowth of the large and growing trade deficit with Asian countries, especially China. For a long time, she says Asian governments have been buying dollars in order to keep the value of their own currencies down. That way, their goods stay cheap and there's a continuing demand for the products they make. But she says the trade gap has gotten so big, it's become harder and harder to keep the dollar strong.
The fact is, our current account deficit is so substantial that our financing needs are now so great that international markets can't keep up. And that's what is broadly driving the dollar lower.
As the dollar weakens, it sends the price of imported goods in the United States higher and makes travel overseas more expensive. But it also means that U.S. goods exported to other places are cheaper. Pat Mears heads a coalition of industry and agriculture groups that sell products abroad. She says the dollar's decline is a big reason for the surge in U.S. manufacturing.
For those companies that either compete with European products in other markets or sell into the European market, it really is having a significant effect. I mean, companies that said they were having a very difficult time exporting product are now seeing an uptick in orders.
Mears adds that many of the U.S. companies reporting stronger than expected profits recently cited the weaker dollar as a reason. But Laura Rame says this export boom is only likely to go so far. She notes that the currency of Mexico, one of the country's largest trading partners, remains weak. Also, some large Asian countries, especially China, peg their currency to the U.S. dollar, which means the cost of the goods they send to the United States never declines. And that means U.S. manufacturers can't compete on price. Rame says the huge U.S. trade gap with China is likely to persist.
The fact that the dollar is falling is not going to reverse our trade deficit or even narrow it. What it will do is, at the margin, give manufacturers a competitive edge.
Although the weaker dollar is good for many U.S. companies, it also contains risks for the broader economy. Too sudden a drop would make U.S. financial markets less attractive to overseas investors. With less money coming into the United States, interest rates would have to rise, slowing growth. And with the growing federal budget deficit, that is something the Bush administration is anxious to avoid. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.